Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Brenzel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jocko Conlon. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting third. The second baseman, Tony Pete. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Phelps. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Phelps. And now, play ball. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field. Washington picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Washington. Galatzer moves to third. Averill moves to second. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Galatzer scores. Averill scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vozmak moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker strikes out. The throw from Sewell to pick off Hale, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Conlon moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Galatzer throws the ball into Hale, who tags Bonura trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Conlon scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel bunts towards the mound. Phelps fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Phelps. Hughes moves to second. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes throws to second for one, and Pete throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hughes scores. Hildebrand moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, Indians. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Galatzer takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hildebrand moves to third. Galatzer moves to second. Les Tichet now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hildebrand scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dykes. Hale moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hughes bunts towards the mound. Tichet fields it and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to third. One out. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0-for-1 in the game. Brenzel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. Hildebrand strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Les Tichet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tichet hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Conlon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer. Conlon reaches second base with a double. T.J. moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. T.J. scores. Conlon scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pete moves to second. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Galatzer hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lloyd Brown now pitching. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Tichet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tichet is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tichet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tichet for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to second. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Simmons scores. It's Indians, 6, White Sox, 6. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brenzel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tiche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Galatzer hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Conlon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-3 in the game. Pete hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. TJ fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Knickerbocker moves to second. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Ralph Weingartner pinch hits for Bill Brenzel. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Knickerbocker moves to third. Hughes moves to second. Abright pinch hits for Lloyd Brown. Abright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Phillips now catching. Clint Brown now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Thornton Lee now pitching. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell is walked intentionally. Fred Taube pinch hits for Whit Wyatt. Fred Taube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taube strikes out. Two outs. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Phillips and he is safe. Sewell steals second. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Conlon is hit by the pitch. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Sewell scores. Conlon moves to third. It's 8-6, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-4 in the game. Pete hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Conlon scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 9-6, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Salveson now pitching. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. Averill hits a line drive into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.